The views and opinions discussed on this show are of the guests and host. They do not reflect the views or opinions of associated sponsors or affiliates. Parking for alien spacecraft is available in the listener's backyard. If no backyard is available, you may want to warn your neighbors. Enjoy at your own risk.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast Esoterica, and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Welcome back to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Are you struggling with your audio? Are you having trouble connecting the dots, so to speak? Is your voice too loud? Is your guest voice too loud? Do you hear a lot of background noise? Do you hear reverberation? You know, when your voice bounces off all the walls and you don't know what to do, it's driving you insane and you just can't fix it. Well, I got a solution for you. And it's the easiest solution ever, because with a mere turn of a knob, that's right, Acusana software can make you sound 15 times better than what you truly are. I have really, really struggled with my audio. I've moved houses a couple of times, and it's always hard to sound really crisp and clear. Thanks to Acusana, though, their software attached to my personal favorite program, Audacity. With a mere turn of a knob, so simple, it removes hours of work, you can sound like a million bucks. Guys, check out Acusana, the longest reigning sponsor of the Odd Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. 5 years. 5 years since 2019, they've been supporting our show. Check them out down in the show notes and maybe give them a try, because you never know how your podcast will sound with Acusana. Tonight's guest has got a very interesting background. That's right. North Dakota. Farm gal, so to speak. Meanwhile, back on the psychic farm, I should say, we've got a really, really great guest. One thing I'll say about her is that she actually has a really interesting background and abilities that not a lot of other psychics have. Some people claim to have the gift of foresight, yada yada, but she has some animal connection as well. This is a really interesting guest. Lindsay Goldade, are you there?
Yes, hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for being a guest on our show. I'm excited to dive right into this. So animal communication, I mean, I got a dog. He likes to chew my stuff. He likes to poo on my floor. I don't really get a whole lot of, you know, psychic communication. Lindsay, I hope that your communication is a little bit different. Tell me a little tiny bit about animal communication and how really you use it.
Well, you know, animals, they always have a sense to talk to everybody, right? You know, if you ever observe an animal, you know, they know when you have a treat, right? Even like when you're looking at a human, you can look and people can look at you. You can see the sound and know what they're feeling and stuff like that. If you ever just observe what they're trying to do, they're always trying to talk to you. Or if you ever watch another animal, you know, if you got a dog or a cat and they're looking like they're very intuitive, like they know and they're communicating with you at all times. So if you just dig into your intuitive channels, you know and feel what they want.
So rural psychic, grew up on a farm, it really influenced who you are and what you are as a psychic and a person. Have you ever had any interesting, shall we say, psychic connections with some of the animals growing up in your farm?
Oh, yeah. You know, growing up, you know, when I was younger, you know, we grew up on a dairy farm. I always had some type of connection and always try to talk. And I would, you know, discuss it with my parents and stuff, and they were very encouraging with everything. And, you know, as I got older, you know, just trying to figure out what it exactly all meant and what they were trying to tell me, it wasn't into my later years, like, that I figured out and started working more and more with it. I mean, there's been lots of stories over the course of the years. You know, even I even have, you know, being a medium, the animal spirits come to me all the time. I get questions on that. Oh, do animals, do they go to spirits? Yeah, absolutely they do. You know, if you have a pet or anything, they're always trying to tell you something. And, you know, and we live on a farm now. We definitely have all sorts of animals, and they're always saying something. They always got something to say, whether, you know, currently this morning, I had an insight, the water, the water fountains were froze. So, you know, the storm is coming, you know, they always have some sort of sign or whatever that they're always trying to tell you, right?
Right. And that's really interesting too, because like, I'll be honest, one time I was out for a paranormal investigation. Okay. And I came home and I felt like, honestly, I just felt like something had followed me. Like, this is probably like the 13th time I was out investigating from somewhere, and I felt like something had followed me home. Anyway, I can remember very vividly lying on my couch a couple of days later, and my dog at the time was just stood at the top of the stairs staring, and it would not stop doing it. And I was like, man, what is going on with this dog? And like, I really felt like it was trying to tell me like there was an intruder here or something not right. So I went downstairs and checked around. There's nothing there. Came back upstairs and still sat in the same place. Eventually, I got my spirit box out and, you know, had a conversation with what had followed me home. I was like, man, like, is this what the dog is looking at? And we had a conversation. I asked to leave politely, and that was the end of that. So I do believe they have that ability to see what we cannot see, hear what we cannot hear. And I really do believe in paranormal audio, like anything audio wise, I really believe it more than visual, because there just seems to be such a plethora of electronic voice phenomena, EVP, ghostly voices, that kind of stuff. I mean, it sounds to me like these animals have the ability to tune into that. And maybe, just maybe, you're the radio. You seem like you've got the ability to kind of transfer their thoughts, whatnot, to other people. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, like, tell me some of the messages you've gotten from animals over the years.
Okay. Like, you know, a fox. We've had some fox in our yard. And foxes are a great symbol of a new beginning. Adventures and maybe even some fertility. At that time, we were getting ready to start eyeing our cattle, and we were having some issues getting going and having the cattle come into heat. And the fox had told us to look into deeper on some underground stuff, that there was a loose electrical cord that was causing some of the infertility issues, because their feet obviously are grounded, and it wasn't working the greatest. So once all that was cleared out, then it was good to go.
That is so fascinating. How the heck did the fox know that? That's wild.
Well, you know, it really is. But, you know, if you ever think about, like, as a human, you know, we will always wear shoes. But, you know, way back in the day, you know, everybody didn't have shoes. Like, they were very grounded to Mother Earth. They felt the earth, and that's where they sense it, just like the animals today. You know, they are on the ground. They feel things. That's how they survive. They are very in tune to what is going on in today's world. You know, like another issue, or not issue, I should say, but over the course, you know, people always think if you have cattle or whatever and they start limping that it's automatic foot rot. Well, it might not necessarily be foot rot. It could very well be foot rot, but, you know, it could also be they need a chiropractor adjustment. We had some of that as well. Like, they were treating these animals and they were limping around, but it wasn't going away, and all they just needed was a good chiropractor adjustment, just like any human. So you got to think outside the box once in a while too. And, you know, you might think it's one thing, but it might not be either, you know?
Interesting stuff. You know, your own psychic gifts probably reach far beyond just the animal kingdom, so to speak. What type of psychic would you consider yourself? Like a medium? Are you clairvoyant? What type of ability do you have, Lindsay?
I would say that I'm medium.
Cool. And do you use these gifts to help other people?
Yes. I sure have been working with people and going and doing some expos, website stuff I'm working on currently. So yes, I do. For the time being, I do all of the above.
Has there been anybody in the field, like I don't hate to use the word psychic field, because me and you have a different feeling for what a field is. For you, a field is a big, nice green place with lots of lovely animals. For me, it's like a wasteland of people all across the world on social media. But is there anybody in the psychic field, so to speak, that you look up to or you feel like you might have a connection to that you really like how they do their business, so to speak? Is there anybody out there, or is this more just a personal thing for you?
Well, there's actually, three individuals that have really, that I really do look up to a lot. Dean McMurray, the military medium. Mm-hmm. I talk to him a lot. He's fantastic. And his wife, Tara, his wife, Marilyn. And then Tara also do the trailblazing stuff. They also do energy work as well, which I also do as well. And some broadcasting and some other stuff. You know, once you go into the energy world, there's a lot of different energy things that people do. You know, you got Reiki, you got broadcasting, and there's just numerous different things. But those three individuals, I really do appreciate. They've helped me a lot. And getting and advertising and getting out there and letting people know who I am and what I'm capable of doing.
And I also think it's fascinating too, because as soon as the scientific minded people step in on this, it's none of this is real. It's all fake, blah, blah, blah. Yet when it comes to Reiki, I can't think of one modality that is more, just frowned upon by the science community, but actually has practical uses and are used every single day. The computer screen you look at right now has a type of mineral inside it that expands the screen and makes things less pixelated. The radio you listen to literally has clear quartz inside it and a way to so it can send sound out to people. Like, science uses crystals and different stones all the time for different things. But as soon as you say the word spirit or energy work, like, people go, oh my God, that's so woo woo. It just kills me how closed minded people truly are. And I myself have done experimentation myself and paranormal investigation with different variations on different crystals, wands, stuff like that. Everything came up inconclusive, but I'm open at least to the idea that, you know, I'm going to feel a little bit different holding this rock than that rock. And I think that's very basic human need and knowledge. It really is. It's earth knowledge, really. And I think a lot of people are so detached, and you kind of got to it a little tiny bit there earlier. They're so detached from the real world and what it's made of. Like, we wear sneakers. We don't even touch the grass anymore. Like, make no wonder we're so disconnected and such a mess as a people.
Yeah, you are exactly right. You know, you've got to go back to being in tune to Mother Earth or Mother Nature, Mother Earth, and just look around. Look at the animals. You know, look at which way the birds are facing, if they're facing a different way. You know, if you see like three different bald eagles on a same day, what are they trying to tell you? They're always trying to tell you. Each animal, you know, has a spirit symbology that are trying to tell you something along with the direction that they're facing, depending on what's going on in your life. So, you know, like a badger, you know, badgers are all in spirit for their inner power, you know, that lives in your soul. If you see a badger, what's going on in your life? What are they trying to tell you?
Interesting stuff. Like, I know for a fact that here in Newfoundland, I mean, we don't, a lot of the wildlife, we're so surrounded by wildlife here. Like, I'm really, really up north. Like, I'm about as east as you can go in Canada. And it's just absolutely beautiful and pristine. A 5-minute drive over the highway and you are literally in butt-nose nowhere with pine trees everywhere and animals everywhere. And I think we take that for granted sometime in the healing ability of those places. I really do think we do. And, I myself can say that I'm in a much better mood a few months of this year when I'm actually able to go out and walk around and go for a walk and hike in the woods. Like, that to me made me feel so much better than, well, I don't know, sitting home and freezing to death after getting 80 centimeters of snow last week. So
there's a lot of snow.
Oh my God, I threw my back out and everything, right? And, I'm not surprised at all that someone like you is in touch with Demon Murray, because that's one of his gifts. His gifts, I call him the psychic Santa, man. His gift is to pull it out of you. He pulls it out of the sack, so to speak, what you're really capable of, and tells you to focus on that. And that's a good friend to have, man. And he's the type of person who I've invited to have on my show. He's been on my show already, but I've actually invited him back, and he's like, nope, spirit's saying not right now. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna listen to you, and you are the man. Thank you for your service to our country, or your country, I should say. I'm Canadian. Speaking of why we do what we do, everybody has a why. There has to be a reason why we want to get our name out there and help people and stuff like that. What is Lindsay Goldad's why?
Everybody is put on this earth and they have a gift to bring to this world, right? And it's whether you figure out what your gift is or not. Some people do and they just don't utilize it. Well, I truly believe that my gift is to be a healer and to bring harmony and have animals talk and relay that information on to people. And I truly believe that's my why. That is what I'm here on this earth to do. And I am going to follow through with this. Everybody in this, your name, you know, you were born the day, everyone has their set, you know, from your birth date, that's all based on numbers, right? And what is it in this earth that you are set to do? Some people do it and some people don't.
I feel too, like the people who don't follow what they're supposed to do, it's so obvious. Like their lives are always so tumultuous. There's a lot of darkness. There's just things that just like, it just seems like these people cannot get a break, for lack of a better word.
Correct.
Like that's what it just seems like to me, when you're not on the right path. And then what you'll see is usually like a rock bottom. People will just get pushed to the background, knocked down a couple of hundred pegs, so to speak, until they can finally realign. And then suddenly within 6-7 years, they're back on their feet doing better than they ever did. It's almost like that was the path they were supposed to take. Now they're definitely on it. My hope is that everyone's path is so, so clear for them that they cannot make the mistake of not getting on it. And, I'm glad I got on my path when I did, man. I've had nothing but blessings ever since. So there you go.
Yep.
Took a long time.
Like you said, if you're doing right. If you're doing what you love to do, you never have to work a day in your life, right?
True. Although, man, I got to say, some of the hardest working people I know are farmers. They're hardest working people. And it's 24/7. And it's a different thing every day, and it's never the same thing. If it was routine, like, it was almost like, what's going to happen next?
Yes, and, right. That's exactly right.
Meanwhile, without our farmers, without our farmers and without the people in the rural, like, I live rural. I know all about it. St. John's is pretty rural. It's an epicenter here where I live. I mean, there's a population of 500,000 people here, but that's like the entire province, like – Newfoundland is massive. Like, it's the size of, oh my God, I'm trying to compare it to a state now. Now I'm brain farting. I don't know. But it's quite large here, and a lot of pristine, not touched nature everywhere. So it's definitely a yearning, so to speak, I think, for everyone in Newfoundland to be more connected. And I can really see that in the people who are finally on those right paths, so to speak. Definitely. They want to tell people, hey, man, listen, I'm in a much better place. You're going to be in one too eventually. So it kind of brings me to some of our closing questions. You know, if there was something you can tell everybody out there right now who might be listening to this podcast who are just maybe they got the gift, so to speak, of some sort. Maybe they got the ability to hear what people think. Maybe they can see a little bit into the future. Maybe they got some kind of psychic, and I use that with quotation marks, ability. What message do you have for them?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, follow your heart and your gut. Your gut intuition is never wrong. Just be in tune to it. Follow your heart, and you'll be guided to the right direction.
Interesting stuff. And, you know, in closing, I always tell people it's so important for us to share information. And you guys can check out Lindsay Goldade's Facebook page. I'm actually going to link it. I'll like your page now once we're done our interview, and I'll link it in the show notes when this comes out for people to go and so they can kind of get in there. Do you have the ability to do readings over Facebook?
Absolutely. Readings over Facebook. I've done emails. You can shoot me an email as well.
Awesome.
There's a lot of people that I don't even know their name to. Like, they just send me an email and their email address is whatever. And I just tap into that and give a reading and email it right back. We can do Zooms over the phone. You know, technology, it's at its best, right? So whatever works for everybody.
We're getting really close at the end of our time, and I get to ask my favorite question, which you don't have to answer if you don't want to. It's up to you completely, Lindsay. Has anything come through for me while we were talking?
No, I guess I didn't tune into that.
Cool.
I didn't really have permissions. I always go on permissions based, so I didn't tune to anything. Sorry.
That's okay. That sometimes is a good thing, though, because if there's any urgent message, sometimes they'll jump the shark and say, hey, Sky needs to know this.
Yes, right.
So I'm glad. Whew, okay. No news is good news.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Especially this day and age. Okay, guys, my name is Lindsay Goldade. Raw Psychic Readings, guys. I'll make sure the Facebook page is kind of on there for you guys to check out. She got the ability to chat with animals and be intuitive with them beyond what we can, which is really, really interesting. A different kind of cat. And I cannot wait for that first book to come out. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, you have yourself a great day. Thanks so much for being on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available. Always free. Always odd.